You're listening to SBS News.
The war of words between Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young and Liberal Democrats David Lionhelm escalated in the last week. The Green Senator accuses the crossbencher of being sexist after making lewd comments about her personal life in Parliament late last month.
He's refusing to apologise. Now, he wants to intimidate me. He wants to use this to bully me, and I'm not going to have it. I'm standing up, I'm calling it out, and I refuse to be bullied.
Senator Lionhelm told SBS he did make the comments, but says it wasn't sexist abuse, it was just abuse. He's an ardent supporter of free speech and has a controversial history of insulting people.
Well, no, I won't be apologising or withdrawing. She called men pigs and morons just a couple of weeks ago. That's misandry. That's just as bad as misogyny.
Sarah Hanson-Young is threatening legal action. The Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, also says it was wrong.
David Lionhelm's offensive remarks should have been withdrawn the moment they were uttered, and he should have apologised. And it's not too late for him to withdraw and apologise. That type of language has no place in Parliament, and it shouldn't have a place in any workplace.
The opinion polls favoured the Coalition this week with some minor progress for the Turnbull government. The Coalition still trails in the two-party preferred stakes, but Malcolm Turnbull remains the nation's preferred Prime Minister. It came after Labor's embarrassing end to last week, when opposition leader Bill Shorten committed to repealing tax cuts for thousands of businesses without consulting with his colleagues. Mr. Shorten isn't assuming Labor will win an election.
If we win, that will be huge. But what I would say is that it's a tough contest, no question. Anyone who says that an election is in the bag, I think we just need to remember that the voters still have to make the decision.
And there was another public intervention into internal coalition debates by former Prime Minister Tony Abbott. Mr. Abbott has added the Paris climate targets to coal-fired power and lower immigration numbers as policies he'll contradict the government on. Despite signing up to the Paris Agreement when he was Prime Minister, he told radio station 2GB the government should now pull out like US President Donald Trump did.
We signed up to Paris on the basis of certain things being true, which have turned out to be false. And when the reasons for doing something have disappeared, you stop doing it.
And that was The Week in Politics. Miles Morgan, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.